We'll come to order. Let's see here. First order of business on the agenda is the approval or modification of the minutes of the January 12th meeting. Anybody have any changes they want to suggest to the minutes?
Maybe. I don't know if this is just nitpicking. B. Under old business, B. B-A. The sentence, which is 5 or 6 lines up at the bottom of that paragraph, that says Mr. Nichols went on to discuss funding needs, explaining transportation sales tax based with a 0.25 cent capital improvement sales tax, which also includes public safety. I thought that sentence was kind of confusing, and I thought it should be explained that there's a 0.25 cent transportation sales tax and a 0.25 cent capital improvement tax.
You wanna, what if we just say...
I just felt like that was a little confusing.
Yeah, why don't we say, which also includes a 0.25 cent public safety tax. Does that do it?
Is it a public safety tax? Is that what it's called?
Yes, infrastructure public safety.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a 0.5 cent for infrastructure and public safety and a 0.25 each?
No.
It's a 0.25 for both. Okay.
0.25 cent capital improvements tax.
Yeah. And then isn't there another transportation sales tax?
A 0.5 cent transportation sales tax, which is perfect.
Yeah. So there's two. So, there's 0.75 cents.
Right.
Total.
But not all of it. Not all the 0.25 cents goes to transportation.
Separated out in different areas.
So 0.5 cent transportation.
And then there was a chart. There was a chart showing what percentages were allocated to what departments or airport, bus, and then.
Correct.
And then there's a capital improvement that a certain percentage is to capital improvement and a certain percentage is to public safety. I don't know how much detail we want to go into.
Just say the sentence you want to be included.
There's a 0.5 cent transportation sales tax, which is allocated into the airport, infrastructure, bus system, and maintenance, street maintenance or something, and a 0.25 cent. There's also a 0.25 cent capital improvement tax that's allocated to...
Let's do it this way. Write the sentence out that you want, and I'll just give it to Carol to ask her to amend and include. Is that okay for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to, think about the sentence a little better.
All right. I didn't note before that there's all members are present. Okay, anything else on the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as modified. Next item is the discussion of the 2011 Infrastructure Task Force, and Mr. Conway has agreed to lead the discussion that we have on the agenda there.
Are we skipping two, or is that...
We skipped two? That is two.
Oh, do I have an old one? Is that the water and electric master meters, or...?
That's three on mine.
I think the current version has that as two.
Am I looking at an old version?
I think so. I think the one that was mailed out. That is two.
Okay. What do you want to do first?
Chairman.
I say we do in the 2011 infrastructure first.
Okay.
So, Mr. Conway, floor is yours.
Well, in going back through trying to get an idea of what has gone before us in terms of the streets. Let's see, when we talk about streets, we're also talking about sidewalks. And in going through this Infrastructure Task Force final report to City Council back in 2011, there's on page 3 of 6, they start with their recommendations. And it would seem that we would probably ask ourselves the question as well, those are recommendations back then, what might have changed, or if they haven't been implemented, do they have a worthiness to be recommended again?
Notice quite a few of them have been rectified, but also notice that what Cody brought up before about the negotiating some of these development fees for roads was going on then and still going on today, and they recommended a more definitive plan, which I think is good for roads. So developers have the ability to plan and not know, you know, that they've got to negotiate. But that was brought up before, too.
Yeah, I definitely think we need to look into that more and come up, maybe me, since I brought it up originally, but craft some, you know, wording or recommendation based on that.
You know, maybe we should include something that says, noting our predecessor task force's recommendations, we have found that the city has either implemented or not implemented. Here are their recommendations. And we found that they've done A, D, and L, and they haven't done B, C, and Q, and they partially did D, you know, and I think that's worthwhile.
Do you want to go through each one of these recommendations just briefly and touch on what our thoughts are on each one, or we just want to have somebody else just do that and present?
I think it would be worthwhile to take a minute, because then we got the staff guys here, and they can tell us to some extent what's happened with the various recommendations, if that makes sense. And John's service on water and light may help us there too. Not with the street ones, but okay, let's just start looking at them then.
Well, in the first one, they're talking about streets and sidewalks, and that's the 0.5% transportation sales tax we've talked about, and that hasn't changed since 2011. And let's see, 4% goes to.
It's 60% streets and sidewalks, 22 transit, and 18 for the airport.
Okay, that's that.
Current. Yeah.
That can change.
And that's done every year in the budget.
Okay, one more time.
60% streets and sidewalks.
Yeah.
22 for transit, and 18% for the airport.
And that's been that way since 2010 or 2011?
I think they've fluctuated a little bit. Every time there's a little bit of a growth, and that they give 50% of the growth to transit, and then they split the other 50% between streets and sidewalks. So the percentage is kind of, airport. And so, but that's a rough one. That's a pretty good rule of thumb right there.
But the amount that has gone, a percentage has gone down to the airport. The bus system is more to roads, is it?
Lately.
Which is kind of what this suggestion suggests, is try to reduce the amount going to the airport and roads.
Yeah, it doesn't even say reduce, it says
eliminate, strictly for sidewalks.
It says eliminate, that's what I read.
But then they talk about, and the next one down, how to fund the buses, airports, transit, and airport.
Am I correct when I think that the purpose of the recommendation is to make sure that the result of the transportation sales tax is not to have a decrease in general revenue going to streets, because some general revenue goes to streets also, right?
A little bit, not very much.
If approved, the ITF urges the council not to reduce other street sidewalk funding, i.e. the general fund, by a corresponding amount. By a corresponding amount, I'm guessing they mean the amount of the transportation sales tax, right?
That's what I'm hearing.
So, I guess the question is, has the council reduced general revenue going to streets during that period of time? Either in amount, actual amount, or in percentages?
I'd say it's gone up in percentage. It's gone up in amount, too.
Can you tell us by the next meeting how much?
Sure.
Does that work? Does a response to that one?
Since 2011.
We can get that out of the 10-year trend, maybe.
What's the, when was the last time the 0.5% was voted on?
It's 0.5%, it's permanent.
It's permanent, okay.
What they didn't talk about is the impact, which we looked at, is the internet sales tax issue, how much potential revenue is being lost due to internet sales. Of course, in 2010 or 9, whenever this was drafted, that was not much of an issue, but it is becoming an issue now. Not a significant one, but enough that it's...
Yeah, and I had a folder, but I thought I included that in.
I mean, they're just talking about a quarter sales tax, assuming that it's just going to be based on normal sales, but that's the amount of sales is being impacted from an outside influence of internet sales.
It was significant loss, hasn't it been?
I hope when we get there, we make a recommendation that the council pursue working with other cities to enact the interstate sales compact. And, you know, but that's, I think, a question other than, because it's not in the 2011 report.
Right.
What about the buses one, airport buses?
Well, let's see. To finish off the first one here, okay. It says TST funds typically budgeted for airport and the bus system would instead derive from bonds discussed in the following paragraph. But that's no answer, is it?
It's transportation sales tax. It's the same pot. It's a 0.5%.
But the bonding.
But the bonding is no. There's no.
You have to have a revenue stream to pay it off.
Right. And so that's still not an answer.
Right.
Yeah. Or subsidized.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to. I was going down the same line. It's like, are we fundamentally want to pursue this? Because it seems like it's going in circles. Or like, yeah. I was going to wait until after you read that airport and buses paragraph too, but it doesn't seem like something I'd be right now until I hear more something else that I'd be willing to pursue recommending that again.
Bond issue.
Yeah, I wouldn't be willing to do these two like they have it written at least.
Yeah, it's like leaving the airport and the bus system up and dry.
But
it's not like either of those things haven't been looked at
right,
in depth a lot. Unless, you know.
But it could be that they're wanting to increase the revenue to the streets, and this is the way they thought they could do it, and by not, then just a couple paragraphs down, they say no development fees should be increased. So I feel like they were like, we see that we need more money. Let's look at doing something up here as opposed to down at the development capital improvement, the development fees, which the minority report or whatever, that I think Carl Scala mentioned that because he was big, that he was, which is what the mayor said when he first did this, that this 2011 was maybe a political type thing. So I feel like it might be skewed, this majority report may be skewed a little bit. They were trying to say, hey, let's redo all this TST tax, as opposed to looking at a combination of efforts.
Well, if we break it into parts, we can answer the first question in the affirmative. The 2011 task force recommended that the council not reduce street funding, and that was done, according to these guys.
Yeah.
And we can put that in there. That's a discrete piece. Now we can move to the, or can we move to airport and buses?
Yeah, real quick, because that's not part of our venue.
Right.
Well, the first one, they said the TST should be reserved strictly for streets. So in that same paragraph, that they say it shouldn't be reduced, they also say it should strictly be used for. So I guess part of that paragraph they have done and part of it they haven't.
Oh, because they use some of it for airport and bus.
Yeah.
I guess the question there then whether we should make a recommendation whether any of it, more of it or less of it or the same amount is used for streets and, I mean, bus and airport?
Without more information, I don't think I could speak to that.
I couldn't either.
Yeah. Me either. But I'm only one. I mean, I would vote against doing any saying anything about that because I don't know squat about it.
Yeah.
But
I could see us recommending that we agree not to decrease it any further on a percentage basis than it is today. Yeah, because I mean the roads need, and that's what people voted for and expect sales tax to go to, less to the airport and buses.
Well, except then, like further on, they talk about, you know, there's been a decrease in construction and this is likely to continue. Well, you know, we don't know that. Yeah. And the same thing with like putting in writing that we don't want to change the percentages, but because we don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm more comfortable saying airports and buses are not part of our purview, and we don't have any recommendation with regard to airports and buses.
I agree.
I mean...
Yep. There you go.
Anything else about airports and buses? Okay, capital improvements.
Okay, this was extended or voted on.
It was correct. Voted on in 2015.
Yeah, 2015, August 2015.
Is that so it was part of that. The first part should be that it was extended was done. And then they also recommend that it should be increased, which was not done. Correct?
Correct. That's correct.
And they're probably, the council probably is rightly afraid of voter, what the voters would think about increasing taxes.
And then I'm going to make a recommendation on that.
See, what else was on the ballot then?
Nothing, but there have been two or three previous ballots that particular year, and parks were still coming in November. So there were four or five that particular year, and it just felt like kind of tax fatigue was setting in, and they wanted just the continuation to be more
palatable.
And I guess you could look at an eighth of a percent instead of a fourth percent.
Well, in 2005, they were both on the ballot.
1/16
passed like 54%, and the eighth got defeated. So that was in 2005. So by just having the one in 2015, it passed by about 70%. So the continuation seemed to be something. Willing to support.
I'm going to recommend we say the 2011 task force recommended that the 1/4 cent CIT be extended and increased. It was in 2015 extended. It was not increased.
Right.
Just so that people know that the previous work was paid attention to.
Do we think it should be increased? Are we ready to say anything about that now? Does anybody? I haven't seen enough.
The only thing I see is if the internet shortfall continues to impact, then somehow the council is going to have to come up with a different source of funding if the cities are unable to get the internet tax.
Maybe the internet tax paragraph will be the right place to say, if we continue to lose money to internet sales tax, we're going to have to get money somewhere else.
Right.
That may mean an increase in...
Well, I like your suggestion about working with the other municipals in the state to get the tax established for internet sales. If unable to achieve that, then the recommendation would be to seek an increase on sales tax in the community or some other funding mechanism to make up that shortfall.
Here's the deal with that. I had that legislation a few years ago. There are two possible solutions, one very broad that the Congress of the United States has to enact, which is the big fix for the whole internet sales tax. But many of the big internet sales tax companies, Amazon, etc., have said that if states come into a compact, internet sales tax compact, we will then voluntarily withhold and pay to the states. And that would mean to the state of Missouri about $17 million a year, plus commensurate amounts to the various jurisdictions, other political jurisdictions, cities and counties.
That passed that.
The state legislature has not passed that.
No, if they Did the local jurisdictions have to pass it?
No.
No.
The state legislature does.
Okay.
And they have not done that. And if they did that, it wouldn't be the whole fix, but it would be a substantial piece. And as time goes on, more internet sellers are going to come in, especially the bigger ones, because it's so convenient to... I've seen the technology on this. You can take a map of any state, Iowa, Utah, Missouri, and put a pencil dot on the map in literally seconds. The computer can calculate the tax rate for that spot on the map. And that's why it's so much easier than it used to be. The companies used to say it was so difficult because you had water districts and fire districts and cities and counties and all these other taxing jurisdictions. But now with the computer technology, they can, and the companies know that and agree with that. And I've talked to them a lot. They'll do it if the legislature, what they're afraid of is they don't want to have to deal in every state with Boone County Fire District and City of Columbia separate, and City of Booneville and City of St. Louis separately. They want to deal with the state. If the state will come in, it's very, very easy to do the calculation.
So there's not been one state that's...
Oh, no, several states have.
How many is it?
I think 15, something like that.
This is 24. Okay.
They're up to 24 now?
I'm in the right pew. Where is this the streamlined sales
yes.
and use tax agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it says there's 24.
Well, then it's up since my
passed the reforming legislation as of 2012.
But I don't
as
know
of 2012.
That what is recommended here, just increase sales tax, would solve the problem. So if you can't do the internet sales tax and come up with the shortfall, you have to find a different funding stream other than just increase, because that's a diminishing return. Because as the internet sales goes up, where you keep raising the rate, you're just going to tax people that buy locally, and that's it.
Well, right. You kill...
You'll kill local businesses.
Yeah, you kill bands. Because I should just buy my shirts from L.L. Bean, shouldn't I, and not pay the tax? Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So you have to find a totally different funding stream rather than a percent sales tax.
Yeah.
So what's it going to take to get it passed in Missouri, for crying out loud? If all these, every jurisdiction in the state probably
don't
wants it,
get me
right?
started on why the legislature doesn't do things, or does do
things. There's not like the outcry from Kansas City and St. Louis not wanting it.
No, it's all, I don't want to tax anybody.
That's right.
It's all just, I hate taxes. Not understanding that the first principle of a tax code is that it should treat all payers the same. And it doesn't. It rewards payers who buy things from people who don't live here. Just, okay, I'm back now. Well, aren't we?
So I feel like we probably won't make any recommendations, especially not as it's stated. Maybe we'll
come up
with some more.
Something
yeah.
Like a contingent on failure of internet sales tax. I'm not crazy.
What about, I don't even know if this is possible, but what about like a gas tax or something that you can't buy over the internet?
For roads themselves?
Yeah, I mean, recently it seems like there was a recent gas tax that didn't pass, but...
Better pass it now while fuel's low.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know. I just was trying to think of alternatives to just a sales tax.
I think you can do a local tax, but I don't know that any... I think there's just one city in the state that has.
Here's what they are.
But is that by broken down by the county, or how does... Do you know how that works as far as you in the city of Columbia?
So as soon as you... Across the city.
In the Boone County, they wouldn't do it.
Midway
wouldn't do it.
Right. But for those of us who practically never leave the city and can no longer get in the city, we'd be taxed. But
that's true.
And that's fine.
Also, you know, a lot of people that drive in Columbia stop and eat and everything, pull up gas.
They'll get gas outside of the city.
Outside of Columbia.
They say they will. You know who will? The guy who has it. The trucker who's got a
semi
tank, but no ordinary people are going to drive to Midway to put gas in there.
And the rest aren't going to know.
90% of them aren't going to know.
But you also have alternate vehicle choices coming down the pike that might be a stopgap. But, you know, as soon as the next thing you know, you get a bunch of hybrid or all-electric vehicles floating around, and they're going and driving on the roads untaxed.
No question that gas tax is a decreasing over a long period of time source of revenue for hybrids, for just the efficiency of gas engines, for all kinds of reasons. What else?
Yeah, we have our own CNG station. I mean, compressed natural gas.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we'll have plugs in a few years. I mean, I hope.
What do they have at the GERBS? Don't they have something like that? The new GERBS? Charging station. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
The one on West Broadway.
Yeah, they got two I think they got two charging stations.
I haven't seen that. I've heard about it.
I don't know.
It takes a while. I've seen somebody do it. They go plug their car in and then they go in and shop. I mean, you're looking like
that's what they said at the council meeting. They said, "Well, yeah, they'll just go in and."
Kohl's across Sketch Street doesn't charge for those. They actually let their customers plug in. But they got a shop.
Okay, we better pay attention to moving along here.
Yeah.
What about the next one, John? Development related infrastructure.
Yep. That one gets back to the minority report by Ben Lundry and Carl Scala as to trying to devise a system to recover costs based upon potential use.
Well, yes. there's that approach here, but also the comment about not having a standardized approach that collects enough funds to cover the need. So these, you get these special negotiations on some road projects. Kind of, it's kind of something if you have a little higher fee, you wouldn't have to have that.
Yeah.
You know what's in here that attracts my attention is I think they do two things. One, they say don't be raising any development fees. They also say standardize the process. Have we made progress on standardizing the process?
Yes and no. A lot of times, and I'll just say on annexations, we'll just take Battle High School out there. When that subdivision came in and annexed, then we negotiated a development agreement of what they were going to pay for, what they were going to improve. Well, if you have something in town that is already zoned and annexed, you don't necessarily get to do all that. So it's already here and they don't pay as much to change the use. And so it's standardized for that, but if you're bringing something in new, zone it and things, then it's not a standardized process. It's more of a negotiation.
I can see that for a zoning, but if you look at a new development, you know, it should have a standard fee for all new development.
Well,
and I kind of agree with the concept that if you're building an apartment complex or a, you know, just a single or small home, that neighborhood's not going to get nearly the traffic that a Walmart would bring in. So you should have a tiered rate, not to the degree that they talked about in this report, but maybe a 3-4 tiers, maybe 5 tiers, whatever, for high density development that has a lot of traffic and lights and everything else.
And it's just hard to know, you know, where you cut those tiers.
Right.
Because then they start gaming it on you. There'll be 1 square foot under that one tier that they don't want to pay that really higher fee. Ain't that right, Joe?
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. But we do require traffic studies. So
yeah.
They look at what that trip generation will
Do you have a requirement? I mean, I know you guys can ask one, but is it in the ordinance anywhere that it requires a traffic study when you do a preliminary plat?
That would be a really good way to do it.
Well, there's things over a certain density development that it does require
the number of units you're bringing in.
But
for your preliminary.
But I do think anytime.
And then you're obligated.
Or a change in zoning, that's going to happen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're changing use, so you're going to have to do some.
But to me, it's a negotiation, though. But to me, that's isn't that. I mean,
it's pretty standard now that you do a traffic study.
And so the traffic, and then it's all about what the traffic study says, though.
And what we agree that it should say.
So you get a traffic study, and the developer's traffic study says, you know, well, the intersection is adequate, and your transportation engineers say, well, no, we need another turn lane, you know, because we've looked at it too, and we say this, and then it's a negotiation.
Yeah, the problem there is, Cody, it's okay for your what's adjacent to you. Let's say you're impacting an intersection half mile away. It's hard for us to get anything for that development to do anything for that intersection.
Yeah.
Because he has no right to even change it. You know, you got to go negotiate with the landowner next to it to get the lane widening and everything else. And so it's kind of hard to do that.
Wouldn't it become more and more of a minute point the further away you get?
What's that, Bill?
I like the recommendation that Mr. Duke Dart made in his memo to us. To increase the development charge to $1 for residential and $1.50 for non-residential.
I want to be careful here. John's original point was, let's see how we did, how the city did with the 2000. And I think what one of the things we're doing here is saying, they did what the task force said here without. And then, separately, we have our recommendations. You see what I mean? I want to divide it into two discrete thought processes. One, 2011 task force recommended X. City did part of X, this part, and didn't do this part. Boom, period. Then, I want to get to our recommendations. Does that make sense? You know, then people can see how much attention they paid to the 2000. And 11, yeah, reports. Does that make sense? Bill, we'll come to that. I guarantee we'll come to that, but I don't want to mix them.
If we tried it, they tried to raise the development charge. It was based on November, and it got defeated.
Trip generation.
You know, so it was tried, and the voters voted it down.
Okay. Then what do you want to say about development-related infrastructure? About what to the degree to which the council or the city did or didn't go along or do what they recommended.
Well, that was the community.
Yeah. Well, you could say that the city attempted to make some changes. However, voters disapproved of the recommended changes and leave it at that.
Right.
Okay. Then that makes
sense. Doesn't mean that we can't bring it back again as another recommendation. It's just that voters didn't agree to it at that time.
Cody?
I'm trying to organize my thoughts here. I don't know even if it, I don't know how to put this. It seems like it wasn't even a large enough increase. I know any increase to developer, and I'm kind of speaking out of both sides of my mouth, I guess, but any is unacceptable, you know, to them. But it also, from the city's point of view, the increase wasn't even big enough to take into account what really should be done, you know, in a lot of cases on fringe subdivision and apartment complex developments, what ends up being negotiated for the improvements that need to be made, you know, by the annexation or rezoning process where the city can ask for stuff before they get it, you know. So even that increase, you know, even, I don't know if you could get the community on board with it, but I feel like you need that increase and you probably need a bigger increase to eliminate this negotiation at the annexation rezoning phase of these developments. And I don't know if I made any sense.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. But I want to make sure we don't mix the two things together. One, here I just want to say whether they complied. Mm-hmm. And I think the answer to whether they complied is the council put it on the ballot, the voters rejected it. Then later we go to, do we want to make some kind of recommendation in the same area? And Bill has a thought on that, and I want to come to that when we finish how well they did with this one. Anything else on development-related infrastructure?
Is it, okay, so the answer about it being not standardized for already zoned areas, in order to basically change what they've said here, is that, I'm probably going beyond the whether or not this is what they've done, but is that even possible, particularly without going to the voters? You know what I'm trying to get at?
You'd have to, I don't know if they had to go to the voters, but I mean, you could do the tiered system. I mean, but you lose something. I mean, you lose that negotiation power to get more than maybe what you would in a tiered system.
Gotcha.
Because you just don't know what each development's going to bring in. The one out at the Battle Somerset, you know, they're actually trying to, they're paying a per lot cost. They're rebuilding half the street and doing a lot of things that, you know, a smaller subdivision would never do.
Okay.
And so we get more out of those larger subdivisions than we would a very small one. So if you do that, you get more bang for the buck.
I think that's why the chart generation was, I mean, if you done by square foot, you could have something that's a big box that doesn't have a lot of people coming to it, like an office, but something that's more retail is going to have a lot more of that traffic, so then they would have more impact to the infrastructure. And that's what it was looked at from that chart generation standpoint.
And I can tell you, a standardized process, we would love if we could find something that works for everybody.
Do we know if there's anything like that out? Do we know if there's anything like that out?
Everybody does it differently, Tony. I mean, you go to Kansas City or Kansas City, Kansas, up in that area, yeah. And they do it completely different. You know, a developer, he never sells a lot. He does all the grading and everything, and builds all the houses himself. And they don't even do that. Where here, they don't do it that way.
Right. I just wanted, pick a few nice places. Overland Park area and stuff like that, and see, I mean, is there a common consensus of how, like, several, I mean, Columbia's nice, and I hope it gets nicer. Is there?
Our fees are scattered all over. Like, they'll charge a lot for a certain fee where we don't charge as much, but we charge more for, say, the hook up to the sewer or the
but it all ends up close.
It all evens out over the whole the whole permit.
I still haven't heard anybody make a specific recommendation further than the council put it on the ballot and the citizens rejected it, as in terms of how they responded to that.
I don't really feel comfortable saying any more than that, as of what I know right now.
Okay. Next one is use tax.
An example of that is?
Purchase of a... You go over to Kansas and buy a car.
Or a boat. Okay, so that's what was, some of the surrounding communities were doing or proposing to do, as well as the county. And
And we're proposing to do that in August. Okay,
so then is our response to that? Council plans to put, or currently plans, the city currently plans to place use tax on the ballot in August?
It's the renewal of the one that the state, you have to do by the end of the year for the boats, the trailers, the motors. That's the one I'm talking about.
Anything that's got a registration.
Yep.
So it's just an extension. It's not something new.
It's something that the state told us we have to do if we want to continue to get it by the end of this year.
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's the same as the sales tax. They're exactly the same, because it replaces sales tax for things bought outside the city, or outside the state. You can't charge a Columbia sales tax on a boat bought in Illinois, but you can charge a use tax.
Gotcha, okay.
And the what's the threshold? Because, you know, when I'm buying something from Amazon, from a guy
Florida. It's got to be able to. Have a vehicle registration.
Buy a car from Amazon.
So it's only
like
motorized.
A boat motor.
Cars, things are registered.
A car, a motor home.
And the use tax on all goods purchased out of state.
In theory, whenever you buy, all of us, buy anything out of state, we should pay the use tax on it. But the only thing the government can catch is those things that have some registration document. Exactly.
And that's when they require that you...
That's when they require you pay.
Okay.
But none of us
do it. It's not forced.
And it's impossible. It's technically, it's a nightmare to try to do it.
On a small ticket item, so.
Yeah. Okay. Columbia vehicle registration fees.
I've never paid one, so I guess we didn't do it. Have we even tried?
Well, it was 10 years ago. You had a little sticker on your car, but that went away a long time ago.
That's right.
Well, I can't, when did those go away? I can't remember having a city sticker on my car.
When did that go away? It's got to be 20 years, doesn't it?
Yeah, at least.
I remember having one when I lived in Jeff City. Jeff City had one there.
Everybody used to have one.
When I moved to Columbia in 86.
I don't remember why the world abolished. Everybody abolished those, and I don't remember why.
I would say it was in the late 70s, but I don't know why.
Because I know we all had it.
Oh, yeah. Every little town had it.
But since this recommendation has been made, nothing has been recommended.
They recommended it, and the council took no action on it. That's what we say on that, right?
Right.
Okay.
But that's just what, everything inside the city limits.
Yeah, if you live in the city, you'd have a vehicle.
You'd have a vehicle sticker.
And if anybody driving right along, because honestly, I've heard somewhat about this, but very little. If you live right outside the county, you don't need the sticker. The one mailbox to the
north. Right. Incorporated, you'd be not
even. Be collected at the time you license your car.
And it's based on your address?
Oh, I think you had to go down to the courthouse again.
I think you did. Maybe you got it.
Let somebody know if you're driving around and see when you
Well, I think maybe the county collector. Who remembers? God, I should remember that.
You had to get the sticker somewhere.
I was clerk. Yeah. Where do we get those stickers?
I grew up in Jeff City. I just remember there was one that looked like a Capitol building.
Yeah, there was.
You had
well,
to go get
it
at the municipal courthouse, I think. You had to go to the courthouse and buy one.
Like Kemper, you're old enough, you remember. The problem with you and me is we're old enough to remember the stickers and not old enough to, or too old to remember how we did it.
Forgot.
Do you remember? You remember having them?
No, I didn't have a car until I was 40 years old.
Well, that was 40 years ago. Okay. So we just say they recommended it, no action was taken on it. How about bike fees?
That sounds like something.
We say there, they recommended it, no action was taken. Right? Okay. What else is that?
You think?
Go ahead.
No, I was. Do you think the community would go for that?
Bike fee?
Yeah.
Good thing.
There's some bicyclists for the bicycles.
You guys will say I put less wear and tear on the road.
Fire station, right?
Really?
Bike with a car.
What was that, John?
Really?
We do have a bicycle registration. You take it to the fire station and they put a sticker on it and you register it at the fire station.
It's free though.
Pay for that?
I can't remember. Is it
free?
Nominal if it is.
I thought it was a safety
inspection. That is something raised for $550,000.
No, that would be the
first
thing. $10.
Oh, okay.
You should give you a helmet.
I was going to say, did I read that
There's
right?
No way.
Okay.
I don't know many people that
What would incentivize people to do it?
Yeah.
Wanting to be a law-abiding citizen.
Well, any if your bike gets stolen or something, they can track it or whatever, if they find it in a ditch or whatever. I think it's helped like kids get found.
I think, have we gone through all the recommendations?
Of the majority report.
The report.
Of the Yeah, there's a majority report and a minority report.
Yeah, but the official report is, I mean, anybody can say we don't agree. But the report, I mean. Yeah.
There's a report and a minority report.
I understand.
Yeah. But you don't, we don't want to call this the majority report because it's just
This is what the task force recommends. This is the official recommendation of that task force. Okay. Anything else on that subject?
Well, I'd say just take a quick glance on page 3, Appendix A of the minority report. Where they were, the city appointed Transportation Finance Advisory Committee recommended a final mix of the extension of the 1/4% road sales tax and 1/8 new road sales tax. Instead of increasing it 1/4, increase it 1/8. Okay, generating $80 million for the 4th and $25 million on the 8th. Okay. So they recommended to increase the TSD.
Capital.
Okay.
CSD.
Okay, modest property tax increase of no more 20 cents, support a 10-year GO bond generating $20 million in bonds. There, the city has that had to be voter approved,
yep.
And that's an ad valorem tax. And the city currently has, as I understand it, no general obligation bond debt, and that
that's an interesting question.
They can go up to 20% of their assessed valuation. So, let's see, how would this practically be applied? Would it be more on the basis if there was a big project that this would be a source?
You have to have a bunch in the hopper to go. I mean, it costs money to borrow money, so I don't know.
Which paragraph? You're on page 3?
I'm on page 3 of the minority report.
Couldn't that be a revenue bond? Not a general, because drawing a tax in, which would be your source of income to pay the revenue bond.
That could be done too.
I mean, if you had a larger group of projects and you wanted to group them together, but your sales tax would pay back the revenue bond.
Yeah, we borrowed money in the 05 ballot up front of some projects, and we paid back the bonds with that. This particular ballot, we're going to go page ago, not have to borrow money. Because I don't have, I guess, there's not projects that have to be done by a certain time in this ballot. The last one, we had a lot of projects that were teamed up with developments, and the schedules were not necessarily in our control. In order to get the funding and the co-mingling of monies, we had to borrow to get the schedule to work out with those. Like the GANs interchange, we had a TDD, we had a state loan, and so there were a lot
multiple
of
sources.
Multiple sources. So we had, in order to meet the schedules, we did have the bond money, but in this particular one, that's not out there.
That's it.
You want to make a recommendation?
No, it's just a minority report. Just had a different set of recommendations.
I understand. Okay. Let's do the discussion of the master meter. Bill, as to your recommendation that you made a minute ago, I think we want to include that when we get to the recommendations that we make for sewers or for streets in this report. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our master meter discussion. And Jim Windsor is going to respond to Bill's questions, and you sent us a document about that.
Let's see. I'm really confused here. We're on transportation, and I don't see this has anything to do with transportation. Secondly, it includes water, and water is not a part of our mission. It was excluded. And then the electrical is just to the downtown, and so I don't know what this is doing with
charge.
Well, or with sidewalks and streets.
Here's what it's doing. One of the members asked for information first. Second, I asked the city then, in response to that member's request, could they respond? Jim, who's been doing this since Jesus' dog was a pup, has reasons and things that they can and can't do about it. And I just think it's important that if a member asks questions, that he get them answered, or we know the reason why. And I think it's a fair discussion to have. And in deference to any member, I'm extending to Bill the same courtesy that I would extend to any member about information I think that's relevant to our discussion. That's why it's here. Where we go with it is a different question.
So are you saying this is relevant to transportation?
No, I think the fact that we're talking about it today is only that it's on the agenda. It's relevant to our entire mission rather than transportation. I agree that we're departing from the transportation aspect.
All right.
We will eventually be talking about sewers. Sewers are charged based on water meters. It's taken me long enough to get information so far that I thought I might get a little head start on getting information now. Probably a question.
What's coming back, though, after this discussion is the streets narrative?
Yeah, we're going to go back to the streets narrative when we get done with this. I wanted to get, maybe Jim is not so entranced with our mission that he couldn't do his stuff and go home. Well, you know, he's older and he needs to get to bed.
I will be glad to answer questions or explain. I did send a memo. And really, the question boils down to the whole idea of master metering. Whether it's, and if it was something that I had come up with, then we could discuss whether I was wrong and go from there. The fact is, sewer utilities, water utilities, electric utilities, all use a methodology that is very similar. It's called cost causation. And there are certain costs related to just being a customer that has nothing to do with the usage that you have. And those costs are wrapped up in what are typically base charges. So what the customer is isn't really relevant in that sense. Because there are costs that are relevant to everybody, and there are differences based on meter size. But you can look at the American Public Power Association, the Rural Electric Cooperative Association, the Water and Wastewater Association, and there's multiple industry-wide companies or associations and thousands of utilities that do a similar process. We do that. We have had consultants check our work. Even in the last consultant we hired for water, we asked a specific question regarding master meters because Mr. Whitekemper has asked this before. They came back and said that our methodology was correct for what we are doing. It has been taken to the Water and Light Board on two different occasions. They declined to take up the issue. City staff will respond to Sunshine requests. We will do that. But But part of that is how much does it cost? Because when we take away to answer certain questions, particularly very complicated ones, there is a cost involved, and we put a cost, and I have provided those cost pieces to Mr. Whitemember in the past to collect this information. On the electric side, there is another section of the ordinance that applies. It's called Section 2787, Availability of Service, that allows in commercial areas three-phase service. Now, we do not track any commercial establishments that may be have rental property that put three-phase service in. The reality is,
what does that mean?
Well, the only examples of that means that we don't know for sure how many that even would exist, because we never track that if it's in a commercial area. The only ones that I'm aware of are subsidized housing, Pacman and Oak Tower.
It's a meter that serves many
that
users,
serves meter, discrete many, users. Multiple units, yes, whether it is residential or commercial. Electric, because of the nature of how expensive it is, in most situations, a property owner is not going to put one in because it's too expensive. They are then responsible for the bill. On the water side, oftentimes it is less expensive for them because they don't have to run all of the individual pipes through the building. And water is a relatively less expensive utility. So they pay the bill, and there's only one meter. But there is no, yes, you could charge per unit, but there is no justification. I used an example of a duplex. You could charge two, and so you would get more revenue, but there's no meter there, so you have no justification. You are familiar with the Hancock Amendment. While utilities are generally exempt from the Hancock Amendment, we can't go way out of range in the sense of just arbitrarily charging. We have to have a justification. You could require going forward any new construction to have individual meters, but once again, cost causation is based on the function being performed. So you put in multiple meters, have individual tenants pay for that. You have to have all of those meters read. You have to send out bills to all of those customers. You have to replace the meters. You have to maintain them. The reality is many of those customers won't pay the bill, so we then have to go through the delinquency process and getting them to pay the bill and maybe turn them off. And so there's a lot more involved when a individual, so from a utility standpoint, it's actually probably less expensive for us for the master meter because the owner is going to pay that. Otherwise, we're going to shut the water off and the tenants will be upset. So when we put all of this together to do the analysis, it's not a simple process. It takes a long time to do these. And we come up with the same answer. So this is not, I've had these questions multiple times. And every time there's it seems like to me, every time there's a new council member or a new board that Mr. Whitemember can go to and say, ask these questions for me, that occurs. I have provided cost estimates of what it would cost to do that. But once again, even if we collected that information, we don't use it. It is not a part of the analysis that we would do unless we throw out all of the thing that all of the different utility industry associations are doing. Probably the public service commissions are doing the same thing for investor owns. I don't think the Water and Light Board, since they have declined to take up this issue, would re-
recommend to council that any of these changes occur. So.
Well, I'm going to try to synthesize what you said.
Okay.
Here's what I think your memo and your explanation adds up to. It will cost a lot of money to gather this information, first. Second, if you gather it, it won't result in any savings to the city of Columbia, any financial savings to the city of Columbia. Is that a fair analysis of what you said?
That is correct.
And it's better to get some from a responsible person like a landlord as opposed to
that
nobody
the
from
an
irresponsible
person. I mean, in reality, it will probably, if we did that, it would probably cost us more in the long run.
Okay.
I
want to give you
more staff
and fair opportunity to respond and say what you want to say.
The only thing I asked for initially was the number of dwelling units served by master water meter and number of dwelling units served by master electric meter. In 2012, when I asked that question about water meters, I was told it cost $432,000 to get that information.
No, sir, you were not.
I was too.
Not by me.
Yeah. Nobody interrupted you.
Okay, sorry.
$432,000 to get that information. When I asked this question last week, it's down to 2 weeks of staff time. There's no mention how many staff members it might take. That's a considerable difference in cost. The electric cost of service study, performed in 2012 by Utility Financial Solutions LLC, indicated the monthly customer charge covers the cost of meter reading, billing, customer service, and a portion of maintenance of operation of the distribution system.
Okay.
Master meter customers are charged a much lower customer charge than individual meter customers. That means they're not paying an equal share of the portion of the maintenance of the operation of the distribution system.
Okay.
In September 2015, I asked for a list of the master electric meters. I was told there were no electric master electric meters. Last week, I was informed that there was dwelling units have been master meter for electricity for the last 40 years.
All right, where do you want to go from here?
I would like a, well, I pretty much outlined in a memo. I'd like a list of master electric meters, master water meters. I'd also like the revenue that each produces.
Okay.
The city told me they don't track the revenue that's produced from the base charge.
All right. Without a vote of the commission, of the task force, I'm not going to ask them to do that. Do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Yes.
All right. I hear Bill's motion is this. To ask the city, that the task force asks the city to produce the information that he's outlined in his memo. Is there any other discussion of the motion? Is there, first of all, is there a second to the motion? The motion dies for lack of a second. All right. And that's going to be it now on master. I mean, I was open and fair about that as I think I could be. And I understand your point, but we're going to go on. All right. Let's go to the street narrative. Let me get it up here. Where the hell is it? Okay. I should bring my big computer. Here it is. Anybody
Are there, well, to fill the time, are there any flat charts? I was thinking when Jim was talking about the our old, well, I guess we still get telephone bills. My husband pays our bills. You know how they list 1,000 charges on that thing?
On your phone bill?
Yeah, you don't know what half of them are, most of them. Are there, and we're talking sales tax and property tax and all that stuff, are there any, has anyone, is there any, has there ever been discussion on just a flat charge added to anything? The utility bill, you know, everybody pays an extra dollar a month and it's allocated for whatever. That, I mean, it's it would have to be voted on, am I right?
Yeah, because
Jim said something about, with Hancock, you have to stay within sort of the, or it requires a vote.
Right, that's a lot of what the Hancock does, is it defines what can be enacted by the governing legislation, what has to be voted on. So I think there's a really kind of charge that's tied to a cost.
We already pay your pilot. You're in a lumen tax, which is a percentage base. We already pay a fee that's not considered a tax under the pilot. Well, it's a percentage of your utility bill, but it's not a sales tax. It's a fixed fee, percentage fee based on utility bill.
It's called
payment in lieu of tax.
Oh,
that goes to you. So they already collect a fee through the utilities to help support.
Here it is.
Can we raise that? Voter approval?
I think the council
certainly can. Huh. I don't know why it's not a tax. Looks a lot like a tax to me, doesn't it?
Well, we were talking about how to get more money out of people that live in the city of Columbia, and I was just trying to think, well, what is it, you know? So if you live in Columbia, you've got city utilities.
What would it take to raise pilot?
Well,
that's a payment in lieu of a tax.
As if it was a private utility.
I mean, it's calculated based on the utility.
In the pilot, it's the equivalence as if the if it was the utility was a private utility.
Yes, that's the intent. So it's kind of a gross receipts tax.
Right.
Most part.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know how you can raise it without a vote. I don't think you can.
You have to take
it's gross receipts replacement.
Yeah.
It increases over time.
Sure.
But you just can't raise it. It's set at a certain rate.
But at least it's indexed to your
so
your usage costs continue.
If you want to make a recommendation to that effect, that's okay with me, but I just don't think we can get it done without a vote of the people.
Right. I think it's probably a topic to talk about when we get into the electric utility, although it does go against water, sewer, and electric, because it's a percentage of all those utilities. And actually refuse as well, is that correct? Refuse is separate? Or is it just the metered utilities?
It charges a line item.
I think it's metered utilities. I don't think it includes refuse. It's metered utilities.
Can it only then be used on for those utilities? I mean, you couldn't allocate it for streets.
No, it goes to the general fund.
It can be used for anything.
That makes it look even more like a tax. All right. The street narrative.
I think we agree that it probably should be more mention of sidewalks.
Yes, I recognize that. I'll
I did not.
I'll put the same history and sidewalk. That was tried out early and got it out as a starting point, as you recommended. So
we got this. Like, it'd be good to, I think I read through it, but not to the point of starting to edit it. So maybe we have a chance to thoroughly review it and edit.
Right, and it needs that. So, and I'll amend it and include sidewalks.
Anything else that should anybody wants in or out?
Yeah, if you could.
Sidewalks.
The very last paragraph on the first page, I think it would might help a little bit to kind of explain a little better or just define a little better.
Start the paragraph that you want.
New street construction occurs through both private and public means.
Okay.
I'm looking at the third sentence. The Community Development Department is responsible for managing both design review and construction oversight. Public Works Department works closely with building and site division on all road construction and present final acceptance inspection. So what is the organization of the governmental structure? I mean, you got community development, and then you got building and site development under that. And then you got public works over here that is a different. Like, what is the responsibilities, and how are they actually working together? What's the responsibilities of each? I mean, I know you're saying the community development part is responsible for managing all of it, but then to me, public works is a big part of what is actually doing the maintenance and stuff on the streets.
Right.
Stuff, so.
They'll do all the inspection up to point of acceptance, and then we'll meet with them and go over
and
the final
then
product.
It's your responsibility after it's accepted.
Yeah, it comes into our maintenance.
Public works responsibility after
so
that.
So all my maintenance folks will get together. Okay. Do a final punch list, if you will.
You want that to grow a little and be more spelled out?
Yeah, just define the different responsibilities and departments and how they just
work.
I mean, it doesn't have to be real in detail. Just, I think that would be helpful.
Because I think your Brad is responsible for 2 years.
Then. 2 years.
So it's a 2 year warranty. 2 year
warranty.
Built. Yeah. So.
Built that in there. Okay.
I'd like to see elaborate a little more on stormwater, the coordination with stormwater and the street development, because I think that's real integral.
Excellent point. We talked about that during stormwater.
Right. A real key part of the road development is the stormwater management.
Yeah, I don't know why that.
It's mentioned very briefly in here, but it may be worth its own little paragraph about coordinating stormwater management with the stormwater utility.
I would very much like that. How do you guys reach the decision, you know, to spell out more of the relationship between the stormwater, the process of making stormwater improvement, the street improvement, maybe an example or two? Greg, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, obviously any new road or sidewalk development is going to create impervious surface. And so proper stormwater management is a key portion of that development. So I think it's worth putting a statement in there about the coordinative efforts of stormwater management.
Follow all the standards set forth by the city for stormwater.
Right.
But that's more on a grand scheme, right? Not a Grove construction is going to tear into the road. Because that would be impossible to track.
What kind of car do you have? I'm going to meet you outside.
Yes, sir.
The next to last paragraph on page 2.
Yes, sir.
List the factors that deteriorate the street.
Start the paragraph for me, will you?
Streets with little or no maintenance.
Streets with what, Bill?
Little or no maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
And it lists different factors that deteriorate the street. I'd like to see the deterioration of subsurface utilities, how it impacts streets, added to that list.
Say it again.
The deterioration of subsurface utilities impacts street surface pavement surface.
Street cuts. Street utility cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about
they just affect the lifespan of the street. Deteriorating
utility. Okay. How do street cut, you want that expanded so to explain the effects?
Yes.
Does that work? Okay.
Another thing I see missing, I think is real important to a lot of people this time of year, is snow.
Snow.
I think it's worth probably mentioning, at least in there, how you manage snow removal in the community, because it's a service that for the streets, and if we don't mention somewhere here, we may get criticized for not at least talking about snow.
Well, we have a policy, the council passed.
Right. But I think I can be mentioned here that this is a responsibility of this department, and they follow the council's recommendation on snow removal.
Got it? Cool. Anything else? Oh, yeah, lose that underline at the end. I don't like that underline. Okay, hearing nothing else, we'll move on to the Google infrastructure approval site.
I was going to spend just a minute, hopefully get you out here quick to kind of let you know where it is and the fact that it's out there.
I don't think that the intent is to really publicize this site very much, so the link is on your agenda here. So we would encourage you to go find that and bookmark it somewhere, because I'm not sure that we're really going to, like, you know, post it out for the public unless you guys tell us that's where you want it advertised at. So here's
public connections.
It is publicly accessible. Like I said, we're just not going to advertise it anywhere unless you guys tell us that I could post it. Where would you like for us to put it?
No, I'm not. Is there a reason not to? Is it more expensive?
There's no reason not to. Other, we just didn't know where to put it. I mean, it's, you know.
All right.
But right now, it's limited who has right access to it.
Yes, it's just a read access type thing.
Yeah, but yeah. Carol, a few others have right access to it.
No, we don't want to.
So, I don't want anybody to post comments.
So I guess on this page there is a comments bar here, but our intent is the comments bar doesn't have any right access. So we weren't intending to set up like a bulletin board so
you guys can
see all the things people want to say about you or anything like that. It's just as far as the Google site, that piece is just kind of there, but the intent is not really going to be used for anything. Okay. As far as the content, we were intending that Carol would work with the chairman, Mr. Kelly, on what's up here. So that was what our intent was, is that the chairman would kind of work with Carol to make sure that this has what you want. And you could, if you want stuff on her, you can email Carol and she'll bring it up to the chairman. And she said email would certainly be the preferred way to get a hold of her. So with that, we can go down here. Like, we'll just, this mouse really moves quick. So we can go down here. So here's just the agendas. I think she's got them. Tried to order them by meeting date. So these are actually, I think, links to the actual city site. So it's just a convenient place. It's not, it's actually there. It's just a link to the site on this. And these are I think there should be this is the agendas. I think when we get to the minutes on some of these, she'll only be posting a approved minutes only. None of the draft minutes will be posted the site at all. So if we go down here, she has it right now set up with the staff presentations under stormwater and transportation right now. So if you go look at stormwater, this is what was given at the staff presentation. That's the intent, is to go take a look. So you have a way to go find these things. Now under the supporting docs, this is just kind of stuff that I think she's found to put on there, and so she would certainly be looking for what type of information do you want out there. So it's really just a place to put all the stuff that's been presented, been seen, and you guys find as reference material. So that's really the point of this, is just to have everything up here that you can take a look at. So I don't think anything's probably up there for stormwater. So if we go to like stormwater, once again, there's all the docs that you guys probably had, or there's copies of for stormwater out there. And the voice recordings, I think this, she added this since I took a look at it. So I think what she's doing here is she broke this out of the supporting documentation as the official. This is kind of the task force documents. So as opposed to the supporting documents, all the stuff given to you, this is the stuff that's kind of coming out of this group. So this is the documents you guys are working on. She tried to organize it in such a way that these are the stuff coming from you guys coming out. So that's the difference between the supporting documents and the task force recommendations, is the direction of flow of the material. And finally, I think this is where the actual minutes might come in that I was talking about. But this is the voice recordings, and once again, I think these are links to this material is actually stored on the city website, and this is just a link to the city website on there. And once again, I think if there's minutes in associated with it, would be nothing but approved minutes associated with this.
How do I find the whole thing? What's the link to the whole? Is it up there? Could I go to this right now?
Yes.
She sent the link out.
Yeah.
Right here.
It's on our agenda.
She sent the link out, but the best way to go is to the agenda, and it's linked on the agenda.
Okay.
Like I said, so you just go to the agenda, link it, and bookmark it. You guys should have it. Obviously, if you lose it, get a hold of Carol, and she'll send you another email where it's at.
When she updates something or downloads a document, how do we to know that something's been sent out?
Well, that's one of the things we're going to ask you. I mean, is obviously it's easy to put stuff on there, and you guys go hunt and peck and find it. But typically, she's just going to be extracting stuff that you guys have seen already. So if there's every meeting, if you guys want us to provide you an update of what's been added to it, we can do that. I think that's kind of one of the things we'll want to make sure that this works for you. So, how would you guys,
if it's not identified as a new document, it is kind of a needle in a haystack.
It is.
So it's almost like she needs to send out an email. If she posts a new document that we need to review, send an email out with a link and just say a new document is posted under this section for your review and get the name of it.
That shouldn't be a problem because pretty much after every meeting then she'll update this, and so she can send you an email basically telling you what documents have been updated and you can go take a look at it. Oftentimes when you go through, there's a lot of things she did was try to date stamp it. Obviously once you create it, everything's got the same date stamp. But as time goes by, you'll see different date stamps show up when they were created.
But each one of these,
most of it's been I think everything's been in time stamped order except some of the reference material, and then that's like alphabetical order. So, but that's what we want to know. I mean, if you guys want us to send you an email, I hate to be sending out emails to people who don't necessarily want it because we all get a lot of emails.
But I wouldn't know to go look. Other than the night before the meeting, I log on and try to figure out what's new, what's not new. So. It'd be nice if something new gets added.
Sure.
Other than, minutes and agenda, say something that we need to go read and prepare for a meeting, I think it'd be worthwhile to get a note that an email that says, go read this document. So please don't be able
to. Yeah, most of the stuff will still be sent with the agenda.
Email, right? And that's all the stuff that she sends all out the normally.
We're not really looking at this as a sole communication tool.
No, everything will still go out. Our current material will go out with the agenda, just like it does.
But will all of that material be on the Google prior to our meeting?
It could be if you want it, but I think
even in a second line, because I always have to sift through everything, instead of me printing it off as we get it through the week, if I could go like 2 hours before instead of trying to remember to print it off.
So would you like it like a category up here? Be the material for next meeting?
For next meeting would be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome. We'll do that.
Now, here's the question. Does anybody in the city care, people out there, if I was just a citizen, I could get access to this?
All you have to do is just know the site address.
Okay.
And it's on here. You can go back and see it.
Is that enough? Should we make a notice? Does anybody?
I think... how much comment do we want on this as we're going through it?
I would be very cautious about opening up the public comments.
The comments aren't open. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I think someone wants to make a public comment, they come to the meeting.
So we shouldn't. We should just leave this alone the way it is.
Right.
All right. Yeah, John said we could advertise the link, and that's one thing. If you wanted.
Yeah.
It's already
on. We put it on the front page of the website that the city's that says it's out here. Want to do that.
We just don't know.
It's on the calendar or the city calendar.
Yeah, it's already
on the website already.
I don't hear people clamoring to. And I don't see any big mob of citizens wanting more.
Okay, well, from what I hear is we will add another one here that's basically consolidates the meeting material when she gets all the next meeting. And then after the meeting is done, then she'll take that new material she's got and ship it into the appropriate sections.
So there'll be a separate tab, future meeting minutes or meeting minutes dated, whatever.
Right. There'll be a separate area that's next meeting material. And once that meeting's over, all the material will go into the rest of the...
All right. Yeah, that's handy.
And that leads very nicely into next meeting.
Now, let me... I like the way Carol does it now. She's emails it to me. I open it.
She will still do that.
Okay.
All the agenda in the mail.
I don't have to go.
All the agenda in the mail.